I am truly grateful. I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful you're here. I remember a time I was thinking back last Sunday when I came before you. I thought about when we were at the height of the pandemic, when we closed the church for a while. And I was standing here with no audience, trying to just get up enough energy to reach out and touch through the media that we had, through YouTube. And you know what? Holy Spirit just fed me at those times. And if you're being fed, not only by coming and listening to lessons, but by just being together as family, then you feel the same thing I feel in this moment, right here, right now. I'm grateful that you allow me to come before you. You know, this isn't a given. You allow me to come before you on Sundays and give you a few thoughts out of this head that thoughts whirl around. But they seem to center in and focus on Sundays and or any time I'm together with you, whether it be a class, book study, or whatever. And if you're not taking advantage of some of this, take advantage. People tell me sometimes, oh, I just feel so anxious all the time. I don't feel that I have any joy in my life. Guess what? The joy is in here, and if you never take the time to sit and focus and center and give thanks for it, oh my, you're missing out on a treat. You're missing out on that which sustains us as we move through this experience called human existence. I'm not only human. I have something in me that's greater than that. Know that for yourselves. And wow, you'll get a zing, you'll get a lift. You'll get that spark ignited into a great bonfire. This morning I'm talking about a power that is within you. And that's the activating power of thank you. You know, it doesn't take much to say thank you, does it? But you don't want to be just throwing it out there, because to activate that power within you, feel it when you give thanks. You know, sometimes I remember I thought back to a time when I just offhandedly say, oh, thank you. You know, be at work, working and everything, somebody give you something, oh, thank you. Just throwing it out there. Now I take the time to make the connection. Thank you. And that's from the deepest part of my heart. So Charles Fillmore in Jesus Christ Heals, how many have read that book? A couple of us? Okay. Excellent book. We have some in the library downstairs. And I think there's a few for purchase. But anyway, Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement, wrote, metaphysicians have discovered that words that express thanks, gratitude, and praise release energies of mind and soul. And their use is usually followed by effects so pronounced that they are quickly identified with the words that provoke them. I appreciate you. I bless you. I thank you. When you say these words, something vibrates deep within you. You know, Scripture tells us that the greatest prayer that you can say is thank you. Thank you expresses gratitude, humility, and understanding. Thank you is like saying, I love you, and I thank you for your presence here in my life. I want to give you some quotes just to get us booted into this message this morning. One of the quotes is by Alice Walker. She's a social activist. Alice Walker says, thank you is the best prayer that anyone could say. Thank you expresses extreme gratitude, humility, and understanding. I appreciate you, I bless you, and I thank you. I'm activating my power up here when I say those words, because the activating power is in giving thanks. Now, Henry Arnside, a theologian, and I love this quote. He says, we would worry less. Who wants to worry less in here? We would worry less if we praised more. That's a simple thing to do. Thank you. Praise God. Praise the Spirit within me and you. We would worry less if we praised more. Thanksgiving or giving thanks is the enemy of discontentment and dissatisfaction, because it can't survive in an environment of gratitude, in an environment of giving thanks. Okay, I hear it. I know Wayne's looking at me like, you're bopping over here. But I appreciate you, I love you, and I thank you. I'm standing in my power over here this morning. That you might want to say that to yourself, because I'm feeling it. Henry David Thoreau, a writer, a poet, and a philosopher, said, I am grateful for what I am and have. My thanksgiving is perpetual. In other words, he's in a state of gratitude. He's in an environment of gratitude. He's in the energy of gratitude. And that's what springs him forth and allows him to open up and give us such beautiful poems and writings. And this one, you're going to love this one, because it's Charlie Brown. And it applies so much to today. Charlie Brown says, what if today we were grateful for everything? Isn't that a wonderful thought coming from a cartoon character? What if today we were grateful for everything? You see, if you got up this morning and you took a breath and I kind of have to throw myself around out of bed. You threw your feet around and planted them on the ground. You have plenty to be grateful for throughout the whole day, because that's a start, right? That's a start. What if today we were grateful for everything? In a letter to the Church of the Theologians, the Apostle Paul, and it's in 5:13 if you want to look it up, the Apostle Paul said, in everything give thanks. When we do so from the Christ Spirit within, we are activating power in our lives. Not so much for what we get, but for the ability to live life to the fullest. That's why we're here, isn't it? We want to learn how to live life to the fullest. We want to know, we want to glean, not only from the scriptures, but from our co-founder and from theologians, activists, cartoon characters. We want to glean how to live life to the fullest. Not so much for what we get, but for the ability to be present and alive and awake and alert, even in the midst of chaos. Have you ever had an experience where you were in the midst of a whirlwind, but you remembered some scripture, some piece of truth, something someone said to you, or you simply sat and said, thank you for knowing that this too shall pass. And guess what? It does. Nothing in your life has come to stay. Nothing has come to set up permanent residence, because you are first and foremost a spiritual being. And all this stuff is just lessons to move through. Moving through the appearance. How do you move through the appearance? Are you doing a good job at it? Yes, you are. I know each and I know almost everyone in this room. Yes, you are. And why is that? Because we're here to help each other along, to lift each other up on this path. A good friend of mine said, we're here to walk each other home. Home being, for me, within that space where there is no time, where there is no pain, where there is no fear. Home being that place within where you know the truth and you stand on it. I say it all the time, one presence, one power. Don't believe in what the world is telling you out here. One presence, one power. Just saying that in a time of need, just saying that when you're, dare it to be so. Say it when you're going through that turmoil. And I guarantee you'll be lifted up. If not, my number is pasted everywhere. I will say it with you. Yes, because God is good. And guess what? That presence and that power is in us. And we're activating it by simple acts. And one of them, giving thanks. You may not give thanks for that pain that's shooting through, but you're giving thanks that it didn't come to stay. That there is something in you that can right that imperfection. And that's that Christ Spirit in you. So, back to my lesson, wherever I am in it. You know, it's an attitude of gratitude that activates us to that highest state of consciousness. That's what we're longing for, to be in that Christ consciousness and move everything that we say and do from that point, from that mindset, from that thinking. That's how we look through the appearances. We keep moving. I was reading some Bible stories, and I realized, I said, whoa, I never thought of this before. Jesus Christ was a moving target. You didn't see him staying still too long, did you? Most of the time when he was still, he was what? Connecting with his indwelling spirit. And then he was on the move again. That's the same thing we need to do. You know, not be idle in those moments where you have idle time. What are you thinking of? Where's your focus? Where are you placing your attention? Begin to train yourself if you're going down that road that is not so comfortable, that isn't going to be building what you want to build within. Begin to practice focusing on the love and the peace in God and giving thanks for all that. In that scripture I read, in everything give thanks. I love this because I never thought of this before. Usually we think of giving thanks for something, right? Somebody does something for me and I say, oh, thank you. But how about when you're trying to work through a problem? How about giving thanks not for the problem, but in the problem, give thanks? Because in you, the wisdom is going to come forth that you need to solve that problem. The love is going to come forth that you need to be the magnet to draw to you maybe those individuals that you need to be that vessel through which your good is exploded unto you. So in everything, give thanks. Eric Butterworth, I've been listening to a lot of his sermons lately. They're excellent. If you want to get that boost, some of the ministers who were around a long time ago, they have excellent messages on truth unity. That's my new best friend. That's why I keep mentioning them, because it's an excellent source. If you want to know anything, just key in the word, and it will search out information for you. So, in one of his sermons, he said, thanksgiving, or giving thanks, those were my words, giving thanks. I just kind of transposed it a little bit. He says, thanksgiving is a causative force. In other words, it's not something you think of because some good has come into your life, but the good comes as a result of living in that state of being thankful or being grateful. You know, we always put the cart before the horse, don't we? But this puts it where it in its proper place. Because when we give thanks, that's when we receive. And I'm not talking material. I'm talking about the resources you need to live this productive life. metaphysically, I want to talk about this a little bit metaphysically. Metaphysical meaning of Thanksgiving is rendering our grateful thoughts to God for his manifold blessings. That's from the Revealing Word. And I love what the psalmist said in chapter 23, because this reminds me of that. It says, surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. In other words, we can live in a continued state of gratitude no matter what experience or appearance we are in. We are thankful that the truth resides in us, and that we are not only, it's one thing to know that the truth resides in you, but are you aware that the truth resides in you? Awareness is a thing. The truth is always in you. But if you're not aware, you're missing that connection. I want to give you this scripture too. Yes, I love scriptures because they're my story. They're my helpmate. They fill my need when I think of them metaphysically. When I dig deep into the meanings of them and look at the words and look at what was happening around the time that they were spoken or written. This came from Eric Butterworth too. He said, Thanksgiving will keep a heart fresh, for true Thanksgiving may be likened to rain falling upon ready soil, refreshing it and increasing its productiveness. Wow, I'm going to break this down to you metaphysically, because when you think about it, that is a mind blower. Thanksgiving will keep the heart fresh, for true Thanksgiving may be likened to rain falling upon ready soil, refreshing it and increasing its productivity. Now get this. Metaphysically, rain is, according to the Revealing Word, outpouring of spirit that constantly refreshes and enriches are developing thoughts. The descent of potential ideas into substance. Rain feeds us metaphysically. The rain that watereth the earth. The earth is what? Our awareness of our physical being. We're being nurtured by the rain, by the water, by the outpouring of spirit, refreshing and enriching our thoughts. Don't you love it when you think of it in those terms? Anybody in here need replenishing? Then take a moment and meditate on this scripture, knowing that the rain is representative of an outpouring of spirit refreshing your mind and body. Mm-hmm. Another quote I want to give you is, and I don't remember whether it's Myrtle or Eric, because I've been heavily into both of them lately. But it's Thanksgiving and gratitude are qualities of the soul, too little understood. Heaven and earth listen and respond to the soul that is quickened into praise and thanksgiving. Praise is gratitude in action. Try it in your home. Once you have practiced daily thanksgiving in your home, you have used one of the most potent factors available to you in bringing about the ideal conditions in your experience. Wow, you can take that to the bank. That's good. That reminds me of our nation. You know, for us metaphysically, heaven, that realm of divine ideas, the idea that underlies everything that is, and earth, awareness of this physical being, they respond to the soul that is quickened by praise and thanksgiving. You can think for yourself, when someone thanks you, how does that make you feel? It lifts you, doesn't it? When you know it's a sincere thank, when you know that they are grateful that you are in their lives. And I'm saying that to you right now. I love you. I appreciate you. I bless you. I thank you. And that should lift, I'm hoping if it touches you. Now, if I just say it, but I'm saying it from my heart. Are you receiving? Hopefully, yes. Hopefully, yes. And if we did more of this as a nation, just think where we'd be. But we can be the ones to lead that charge. We can be the ones collectively and send those energies out. Not only us, but there are others that are thinking just like us. Thank you for this earth that you have given us, for our beingness, for the spirit that is within us. You know, we really have a lot going on for us here. And just think, you can activate that power within you by what? Giving thanks. Mm-hmm. And thank you is a prayer. Thank you is a prayer. So let's take these thoughts, these quotes, let's take them into meditation. Let's begin, though, first by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power forever. Amen. Take a deep breath and relax into your seat a minute. Rendering our grateful thoughts to the spirit within for the many blessings. Many blessings, the blessing of life itself, the blessing of knowing and coming into the awareness of the greatness that is in us. Breathing in and breathing out, making an inward journey. We do so knowing that we are moving from our heads down into our hearts, into that feeling region where we know love. Breathing in and breathing out, relaxing deeper into this beautiful moment of awareness. We're moving. moving into that time and space where the Christ rises. And we set aside for a moment our humanness, our earthiness, and we enter into that space where there is only Spirit. And we connect with that Spirit. We know we are one with it. There's no place where it begins or ends, because it's all within us. And we come to that point, the threshold of our inner chambers. And we step over that threshold and open our arms and say, yes, thank you to the Spirit within that receives us, blesses us, touches us, refreshes us. And in the essence of energy like no other energy we've ever known, we soak in the light of the world as we take a moment and sit in the quiet. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we do so in a state of gratitude. Surrendering to the presence within us. Knowing that we go forth renewed and refreshed . We strongly know and feel the omnipotence of God, and that Spirit is going to express through us as we move about our daily routines. Dear God, we're so grateful that we know who and what we are, that we're not only human beings, but we're spiritual beings, moving together in oneness, blending in with those who are around us. We're so grateful for you being the power and the presence in our lives. So we give thanks right here, right now, this very day. We give thanks in all things, for we know your will for us is good. So in the presence and the power, in the experience of this moment, we just claim all things, dear God. We claim it in the name of the living, loving Christ, moving in and throughout all creation. And we claim it knowing it is so, and so it is. Amen. We're so grateful, you and I. I have an affirmation for us this morning. And I want you to think of these words as I say them to you. I give thanks for the blessings of this day. Think of the magnitude of what that means. Think of the power that's moving out to make it so for you. Together, I give thanks for the blessing of this day. And you know, it magnifies and increases as we give it out. So I want you to turn to someone and tell them, you give thanks for the blessings of this day. Together, you give thanks for the blessings of this day. And you know, we're a community, right? We're a community. We're a spiritual community. We're connected. We're one. And so we want to give thanks for the blessings of this day. Together, we give thanks for the blessings of this day. And it is so, and so it is, and we're declaring it right here and now. Go forth and create a wonderful day. And before you go, you know, we are extremely blessed, and we take nothing for granted here. We want to be good stewards. We want to feed the community, and the community will in turn feed us. So we want to give our tithes and our offerings for the upbuilding of this ministry and all those who we are able to bless. You know, even someone sitting working in a power plant somewhere, we're contributing because we're paying our bills, right? Yeah. You know, I think of little things like that. There's someone sitting somewhere that I'm blessing that I may not even realize I'm blessing them, because that's what happens when you take things for granted. So let's take our love offerings and our tithes in our hand. I like giving it that energy. You know, you have energy. You have energy in your hand that flows out and through. You can touch someone. So let's take our love offerings and our tithes in our hands and feed it that energy. And then this is something we learned when I was a youth. Then we want to, whoo, let it go. As we say our prayer for prosperity. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God.